Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. We're so thankful to have you here for It's a Wrap Wednesday. Our usual hours are from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We had some unfortunate technical difficulties today, but we are here to speak our minds, speak our words on this Wednesday, the 23rd of December, with Mr. Reverend Frederick Shaw, here to discuss what to be thankful for today. Hi, Reverend Shaw, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, almost afternoon. It is a pleasure to be here and to talk about some good news that we all can bask in for a moment, in spite of all of the restrictions and struggles we've had this year, the tragedies of our stars and heroes and things like that, but we just are reminded in the Spirit of God that we still have something to be thankful for and grateful for. And so let's begin by saying Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, everyone. We are so glad you're here with us. Go on.
Thing I would like for us to all remember, that in spite of the fact that we are looking at one of the most dangerous pandemics that we've seen in many, many years, at least it's promoted that way. When you look at the statistics now, we see the death rate declining. So that means that more people are living through it than that started off living through it in the beginning of the year. So if we see improvement, if we see hope, if we see the fact that they, even though the vaccine is being are promoted, but that, what is it, hydrochloroquine has now been made to where you can take that, and that had been proven very successful. Many of us wondered why it was even taken off the market, but now they have quietly put it back in where doctors can prescribe it. So we're looking at being able to overcome this pandemic, and with God's willingness, we will be able to do it, and I'm just thankful for that.
Yes, we are thankful. If anyone's out there at the sound of our voices and you feel like there's no hope, if you feel like there's nothing to be grateful for, if you lost your home, your car, if you lost a relative due to COVID or your job, understand that this is only for a short period of time and it will push you through to something else. But you just have to be tough and get through it. But still, at the end of the day, you have your life. There are going to be vaccines available to you, like Reverend Frederick said, so you can definitely find something to be thankful for, the breath in your body. But go ahead, Reverend Frederick, and continue. We are definitely grateful just for the season. And if it doesn't matter if you're Christian or not, this is a beautiful season for us to be in, because we are first. If you serve a God and this is one, we are thankful that Jesus died for us, for our sins, and made a way for us. So it's not anything that we'd be put through that we couldn't get through, that he didn't walk us through. We just have to believe in him in the midst of it. So I am so thankful that we have a place to go and a platform to be on, so you can know that in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your storm, if you're shooting a video, if you're shooting a PSA, whatever you're shooting, if you want to continue to get education and there is a barrier, there are some ways that you can go in and make a difference. It may not be the way you've done it before, but there are options.
Absolutely.
Now, Reverend, yes. Now, Reverend Frazier, is there any ways, any processes to which people can demonstrate being thankful?
Well, I think if we have the ability to walk, talk, to get out in the community and help others, I think what we have to do in order to get the spirit of happiness, we need to create happiness in others. For example, our NAACP branch was able to partnership with the cast of The Young and the Restless this year, and we were able to bring $6,000 worth of toys into the Inglewood area and give to needy families. We had open hearts from like the Salvation Army that were willing to partnership with us and house the toys and even contribute even more to be able to help us out. We had the National Action Network partnership with that actually even brought more toys or our food bars and Gatorade. This is the most difficult time, but we're thankful that we see more people willing to contribute so that other people can make it. Let me tell you an amazing story. There's a restaurant here in the city of Inglewood called The Serving Spoon. They were about, because of the pandemic, to close their door. They needed to raise $70,000. But they've been here a long time. People love it. The food is always good. They put the word out and was able to raise over $100,000 to save that business. That's the charitable heart that we all should be thankful for. And if we're thankful for anything, then we should be willing to be a blessing to others. So that it can, and you said a very key point. It doesn't matter what religion you are in. All religions now must come together and be on one team so that we can defeat the real enemy. And then after that, then we can go back to arguing about our differences, our philosophy. But if you are a person of the spirit, if you mean goodwill to men, if you are trying to be transparent and help other people, then good people need to unite together. I've said this before. If Jesus could sit among the thieves and the robbers, we should be able to sit among other religious folk.
Amen. I believe that. There is something we call a beautiful circle, our natural cycle, which is a circle of life that everybody in any religion has to go through. And at the end of the day, it will humble you. And I'd rather not be humbled by life by making the wrong decisions and judging people unaccordingly or judging people at all. So this is that time to be thankful. And I believe as well that this is what this time in this season of this pandemic is trying to tell us, to dwell within, to look within, to understand what's going on with not just in people in the world, with yourself, but because you can't help anyone else until you help yourself. If you find yourself lonely, if you find yourself without friends, if you find yourself without family, it's for a reason. Check your source. Check yourself. If you feel like you're unlovable, if you feel like you're unworthy, check yourself, because you are. So work on the things you need to work on. That is, in essence, thankful. And I also would suggest people finding somewhere to write down what you're thankful for instead of just, oh, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for that. get a gratitude journal. And as of today, write down everything that you are blessed to have in your life. I'm talking about from the shoes on your feet, from the clothes on your back, the roof over your head, the food you eat. Everything matters. Being in a state of gratitude, it just connects us all. It moves something in the atmosphere. There's a shift in the atmosphere when this occurs. So make sure you write down what you're thankful for and take that Reverend Shaw is trying to tell you. Now, is there anything else you'd like to let us know about and how we should push through these times in our state of gratitude and thankfulness?
Well, first of all, I want to piggyback a little bit on something you said, to look within. In every perceived curse, there also lies a blessing. And what we have not done in our society for some time is to do introspective work, to look within ourselves, like you mentioned. And the happiness that we really need lies within us. So we should be thankful if we can breathe, walk, talk, and think. Just in that alone, we should be thankful. If we have any family members we can reach out to, we should be thankful that they're there. There are people who have no one. It's like the man who had the limp, who was so bitter because he walked with a limp till he walked up on a man who had no leg. And then he realized that he had something to be grateful for. So we need to be able to go into that mindset, look within, worship according to our own beliefs, help other people. Help. There is a joy in giving out. When we gave out those toys, when we were able to get them, it was so much happiness because you, anytime you see the face of a little kid light up, that's joy. And let us quit looking at the exterior things for our happiness. Let's be thankful and blessed that we can have interior things that we can be thankful for. And nobody can measure my happiness for me. I need to measure it based on what I do, what I receive, and not based on what other people think. Get other people's ideas out of your head. That's what I would say to the people.
That's right. And you all, I want you to, if you're going through this, be thankful for where you are right now, because it could be the other way around. And when your body aches with loneliness, understand that's not put on by yourself. That's an outward action. Something, some situation, or some person has put loneliness in your spirit. But being alone is a completely different thing, and that of which is what will allow you to be able to go through and do what Reverend Frederick Shaw is telling you to do right now, people. If you understand that, if you are aching with some type of loneliness and you want to get it out and you need some help, we have sources that are available to you. Just write to us or call us at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us your story at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And it's okay to feel that way. Remember, you're not being judged for feeling that way. Don't feel like you're being beat up on for feeling that way. Because at the end of the day, it's okay. It's just fine for you to go through the things that you go through. You're going to come short, perfect, but that's just fine. And we're here to say just to simply be thankful here on It's a Wrap Wednesday. And I am going to say I am thankful for all of you for listening up until this point. We're going to have some wonderful things in store for next year. What I'm thankful for, we just celebrated Cleopatra Memphis Studios, our production company. We just celebrated 5 years in business as of yesterday. So we have some new things coming up. We have our books that you can now pre-order on Amazon until January 1st. That's right, Cleopatra Memphis Studios, the CMS Network is now online on Amazon.com, our ebook series and our paperback series where you can get information about our company and all about education for the arts, women in film. So we are thankful for you and for allowing us to be in this position, for allowing Reverend Frederick Shaw to come on the air and be able to speak to you and minister to you in any type of way in whatever you do in this crazy entertainment business, and for us to be able to educate you. So I want to say thank you. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Frederick Shaw.
To everyone, and you can hit me at CCHRtaskforce.org.
All right. You get it, people. CCHRtaskforce.org. That's CCHRtaskforce.org. And if you find any information there, let us know. Let us know so you can be a part of the force as well. Alongside Reverend Frederick Shaw's book, he has books for you to order online. Make sure you cop those books because it is a blessing to you. Okay? It is some guidance to you alongside everything else he does. So thank you again, people. Thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for everything that you do and everything you're about to do in the universe and our God in making a way for us today. So thank you all. And until then, next time, I want you to do what? Be great.
God bless you.